I'm bitterly disappointed, and I feel hurt, and I'm feeling the pain. I've spent a long time at the football club. I think everybody knows who knows me knows how passionate I am about the football club. And whilst it's disappointing news for me, I honestly and genuinely only wish the very, very best for Peterborough United moving forwards now.
Yeah, when did you get the call, Dave?
I spoke to the chairman after the game at Southend yesterday afternoon, and we had a discussion, and then everything was confirmed yesterday. I have to say it come as a shock early on, but at the end of the day, for me, everything happens for a reason, and I have to stay positive. I certainly hope that the Posh fans stay positive and get behind Grant McCann, who's going to be taking caretaker charge of the team this week, and hopefully they can turn the performances that they're putting into results this weekend at Oldham.
Yeah, can you see the chairman's point of view, Dave? Can you see why the manager, why the chairman rather made the decision?
I can see the pressures that the chairman's on, that the chairman's under, particularly from a group of fans on Twitter, and I do understand that. And obviously, there's pressures throughout. It's our industry. We're in the public eye, and the chairman will only ever make, I think, decisions in the best interest of the football club. And he felt that this is one that he had to make, and it was a tough phone call, I think, for both of us because of the journey's been a long one over the last 10, 11 years together, and we have to part company, but that's the nature of the industry, and I'll move on in a positive way, and I hope that the football club does now as well.
Yeah. Did you feel that with a bit more time, Dave, you could have turned things round?
Yeah, I did with the performances, but at the end of the day, we are in the results business, and I have to be point blank in saying that that's exactly what we're in, and that's what the fans demand, and unfortunately, from my point of view, those results haven't been coming recently, although the performances have shown signs in that. But I don't think that it's the end for this team. I think that the team can go on and do good things if they work hard enough and have the mentality that they need to be successful.
Where did it go wrong, do you feel, Dave?
For me, we've had a run of bad luck, a run of misfortune, and it is early on. We're six league games into the season. But unfortunately, somebody has to pay the price, and it's the role of the modern-day manager. And today, I'm the one who's had to fall on the sword. So for the team, I hope they can galvanise themselves now and pull themselves through.
Yeah, and the players obviously have to take some of the responsibility, don't they? Because, I mean, there's a number of the players that you know are good enough for League One level, if not the level above, but haven't been performing. How much of a disappointment is it for you, Dave, that you haven't been able to get the best out of some of those men?
Well, it's disappointing for me on a personal level, but the one thing that I did say to the chairman is yesterday is that when I wake up in the morning, chairman, I can look myself in the mirror and know that I have given 100% of everything that I've got morning, noon and night, and work my socks off to do everything I can for this football club and for the team. And it's now time for everybody just to stand up, I think, and accept the areas that they need to improve on and move forwards, because everybody has to move forwards. That's the players, myself, the management team who are taking over now, and any future manager coming in.
Yeah, can you put your finger on why, Dave, you've had decent spells in games, first 5-10 minutes at Southend, for example, you started well enough, you had a good spell in the second half, but performances within matches have been so inconsistent. You played well in patches, but then at times you were pulled apart and couldn't get a grip of the game. Can you put your finger on why that's been?
It's just a case of the players continuing to take on messages and doing that consistently throughout the game and not in fits and starts. But at the end of the day, we have to take the opportunities that we create. We have to be good consistently throughout 90, 95 minutes, however long the game is. And that's what and that's and that is the game. And unfortunately, we've had a little bit of bad luck at key moments in matches as well. But for me, that's all in the past. Now I now have to look to affecting the future and affecting it in a positive way for myself and my family. And I just hope that the players now can pull together and do the right thing for this football club to take it forwards.
Yeah, do you think in hindsight, Dave, yourself and the chairman both coming out and talking about automatic promotion being the aim was setting the bar too high, or do you feel those aims are achievable if this team can actually play to their potential?
No, I think it's important that you have high expectations. For me, if you're going to be successful in anything that you do, then you have to set your standards at the very, very, very highest. And that's what we've done for that's what we've done for ourselves. Those are the standards that we set for the football club, and those are the expectations. And for me, I don't think those expectations should change because of that's where Peterborough United need to be as a football club.
And what next for Dave Robertson? You've been lauded for your work with the academy, Dave. Is there a chance that the door might be left open for at some point further down the line you coming back to work with the club's youngsters?
There's always possibilities, but I'm going to take 2 weeks now and spend some time with my wife and the two boys, and we're gonna come up with the right thing for us, because of we have a saying in our household that Robertsons never quit, they never give up, and that's something that I'll always hold true to myself and my own values and my own beliefs, and I'll think about that, discuss that with the family, and then move forward from here.
If Grant was offered the job on a longer term basis, Dave, would he have your blessing?
100%. Grant is a top guy, and I'd really hope that the fans and the players get behind him and give him everything that they've got, because of Grant is the closest person to me at the club in terms of his passion, his commitment, and his desire. And he's a family man as well. And I wish Grant and all of his family the very, very best in this opportunity that they've now been given.
Yeah, and a message for the club supporters, Dave?
Stay true, stay behind the team, stay behind your club, because a true supporter's never ever turn their back on their club. That's the most important thing, and they need to make sure that they are true to the football club, they're true to themselves, and they turn out in numbers week in, week out to get behind this squad.